Alrighty. Let's see what song tonight.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Sabi Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Iskan founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Anantakoti Vaishnav Vrinda ki jai, Namacharya Srila Huidas Thakur ki jai, Prem Se Gaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sidvaita Gadadha Srivasati Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Shishi Radha Krishna, Gopikapatnath, Sayam Kunda, Radha Kunda, Giri Govardhan ki jai, Vrindhavanam ki jai, Maturam ki jai, Jagatasami ki jai, Yamunamai ki jai, Shrimati Lasidevi ki jai, Samaveda Bhakta Vrindi ki jai, Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Gaur. All glories the assembled devotees, all glories the assembled devotees, all glories the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Nama Om Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Prasaya, Bhutale, Srimati Bhaktivedanta, Swamini Namani, Namaste, Saraswati Devi, Gauravani Pracharine, Nivashesha, Shunya Vadi, Paschacha, Deja, Tarine. So, Megana, Timidanda, Shaganjana, Shalakya, Chakshur, Un, Meditam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of my spiritual master, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, who so kindly opened my eyes with a torchlight of knowledge while I was blinded in the darkness of ignorance. Okay. So, maybe we'll turn on. All right, a little light here. See how this does. That's better. It's more balanced. So now we're going to continue with our reading, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, and we are on the Madhya Lila chapter 9, and we're reading about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's travels in South India. Yesterday we read about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's travels to Udupi. Udupi is the place of Sripada Madhvacharya, where they have this group of devotees called the Tattvavadis. And yesterday we talked a little bit about the Tattvavadis. And today we're going to talk a little bit more. But one of the things we mentioned about the Tattvavadis is very similar to what happened in the discussion between Ramananda Roy and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is the Tattvavadis really believe a lot in Varnashram. Now, we also believe in Varnashram, but we also believe in practically applying Varnashram. So what do we mean by practically applying in Varnashram? Practical application of Varnashram is, according to Krishna and Bhagavad Gita, guna karma, that people do things according to their nature, not according to their birth, not according to their family, not according to their race, not according to their gender, not according to their nation, but according to what they like to do, guna and karma. Guna means the qualities that someone has. Someone may like to do business, someone may like to preach, someone may like to manage, someone may like to make money, and someone may like to work with their hands and be an artist and stuff like that. So that's guna and karma. And it doesn't matter whether one is man or woman or white or black or purple or whatever one is. It really doesn't matter. The point is that one is engaged according to their nature. And that is also, if someone wants to be single, they can be single. If someone wants to get married, they can be married. If someone wants to be, they can be retired. If someone wants to be a sannyasi, they can be a sannyasi. That's all. And sometimes people, let me turn this light down, off. That's it, better. Maybe. So sometimes people think that Varnashram means that people have to be classified according to their gender, or people have to be classified according to their race, or people have to be classified according to their nationality or birth. However, that's not Varnashram, Prabhus. Sorry about that one there. So, let's go on with the reading of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, and don't be fanatic Varnashramites. We are interested in bhakti. Whatever helps bhakti, we accept. The first rule in bhakti is to reject everything or accept everything favorable. And the second rule is to reject everything unfavorable. So I find the ritualistic application of Varnashram to be unfavorable. The practical application of Varnashram, insofar as keeping society stable and steady and people engaged, that may be favorable, but not necessary. So let's talk about what's favorable for developing Krishna consciousness. And how do you know? What does it mean to develop Krishna consciousness? It means to love, but ultimately loving Krishna is manifest by two different things. Vasudeva Bhagavati, Vasudeva Prayojita. Janayati Asuvairagyam Jnanam Chayatam. What? What do I mean? It means that one becomes detached from this world because you're attached to Krishna. That everything in this world loses its taste, like a bunch of that you've chewed for 2,000 births. Imagine chewing the same gum for 2,000 births, 2,000 times 100. Oh my God, it's 200,000. So 200,000 years, that's a long time. So imagine doing the same thing, chewing the same piece of gum for that long. After a while, it will lose its taste. So haven't you done it before, been there before, seen it? Just like they have the saying nowadays in America. Done it. Well, I got news for you. We've been there. We've seen it. And we've done it. Just about everything. And 8,400,000 species of life all over the place. So now is the time just like to chill out and say, not interested, Prabhu. Just not interested anymore. So that's the first time, sign of advancement in Krishna consciousness. Second sign is attachment to Krishna. And of course, knowledge. Jnanam kya cha yad ahoitukam. Okay. On that happy note, let us go to the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Share the screen. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. So we're on text 257. Let us go. Pancha vidam mukti bhana vaikunte gamana saja shrestha haya he shastra nirupana. What does that mean? When one dedicates the duties of varnashram dharma to Krishna, he is eligible for five kinds of liberation. Thus he is transferred to the spiritual world like Kunta, the highest goal of life and the verdict of all revealed scriptures. Sounds like what Ramananda Roy said in the beginning to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rejected. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu now begins to speak. Prabhu kahi, shastra kahi, shravana kirtana, Krishna, prema, seva, holera, parama, san. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, according to the verdict of the shastras, the process of hearing and chanting is the best means to attain loving service Krishna. For those of you who know the nine processes of devotional service, the first two are shravanam and kirtanam, hearing and chanting. And so, that's the best means. Why? Harir nama, harir nama, harir nama, vakevalam, kalo, nishteva, nishteva, nishteva. In this day and age, there is no other way, there is no other way, there is no other way, there ain't no other way. How about that? Then chanting the holy names. So Prabhupada here explains that according to the Tattvabadis, those are the followers of Shripad Bhattacharya, not all the followers, but a certain branch, the best process for achieving the highest goal of life is to execute the duties of the four varnas and ashrams. In the mature world, unless one is situated in one of the varnas, brahmana, kshatriya, cannot manage social affairs properly to attain the ultimate goal. One also has to follow the principles of the ashramas, brahmacharya, grahastha, vanaprastha, and sannyas, since these principles are considered essential for the attainment of the highest goal. In this way, that's the tattvabadi understanding. In this way, the tattvabadis establish that the execution of the principles of varna and ashrama for the sake of Krishna is the best way to attain the topmost goal. The Tattvavadis thus establish their principles in terms of human society. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, however, differed when he said that the best process is hearing and chanting about Lord Vishnu. According to the Tattvavadis, the highest goals are returning home. In Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's opinion, this is really important. The highest goal is attaining love of Godhead. In either the material world or the spiritual world. In the material world, this is practiced according to Shastra and the spiritual world. The real achievement is already there. So this is a really important point. Because if you think the highest goal is going back to Godhead, then you are thinking of yourself. It's still about me. I want to go back to Godhead. I want to get out of this miserable material world. I want to be happy. I. Sorry about that. Little Yiddish thrown in there. So it's all I. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaches us, and it's what the Bhagavatam teaches us too. It's not that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just came up with this out of the blue. Because the Bhagavatam teaches us, Narayana Puratsarve, Nakutasjana Bibhuti, Swarga Vaharga, Narakeshu, Apitulyartha Darshana. That for the topmost devotee, he can go anywhere as long as he's serving Krishna. That's love. It's like someone getting married and saying, I'm going to stay with you, dear, as long as you move to Miami Beach. Or sorry about that. I need to water soon.
I love you so much that I will stay with you as long as you move to Hawaii. Now, for those of you who don't know Hawaii, anyway, not going to say anything negative about Hawaii because I got some people listening to me who may not appreciate what I'm saying. But anyway, it's like saying that. Yes, the reason I'm marrying you is to go to Hawaii because you have a house in Hawaii. Can you imagine saying that to your dearly beloved? Someone put a smile there. I can only guess who that is. Imagine saying that to your dearly beloved, heart-rendering, whatever, apple of your eye or banana of your ears or whatever you call loved ones nowadays. And I'm marrying you so I can go to Hawaii, move to Hawaii. Is that love? Does anyone think that that's love? No. Real love is my dearly beloved. Wherever you go, I will be with you. Like Sita Devi. Sita Devi was in the palace, taken care of nicely, eating all sorts of opulent food and soft beds and everything like that. And she had never experienced any hardship her whole life up until that point. And Lord Ram got banished by his father and that nice lady, Kaikeyi, to go to the forest. And then Sita Devi said, I'm going with you. And Lord Ram said, no, you stay here and have a nice life and be protected. She said, no. So that's business. Not don't do that with your husband. You know, that's another thing. Anyway, so for that's Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness with Krishna, not with some mundane husband. Of course, Ram is not a mundane husband. That's another thing. Consciousness is that we're serving Krishna, we're serving Guru. Not to go back to Godhead, but to please Krishna and Guru. That's it. Personally, I'm not thinking about going back to Godhead. To me, that would be extremely selfish for me to think about that. I am thinking about Prabhupada and pleasing Prabhupada. That's what I'm thinking about. And if it pleases Prabhupada for me to go back to Godhead, great. And if it doesn't please Prabhupada, if Prabhupada wants me to take birth is a kukaracha in the next life. Great. Because that's how it got started. Prabhupada took people, send them all over the world. Sent them all over the world to open up Krishna conscious centers. They weren't thinking, let me enjoy life. Even being with Prabhupada, they weren't thinking. Like Prabhupada said, you're not supposed to enjoy the spiritual master, you're supposed to serve the spirit. So we're servants. Those who are gopis are the best servants. You know, we think to be a gopi means just to be a cute little girl. We have this conception. So I'm like, oh, I'm a gopi, and I dress up with purple saris. And my service is picking lotus flowers. No. Your service is preaching Krishna consciousness. Anyway, so sorry about that one. So Shravanam Kirtanam. So, you know, people just like jump high. It's like Hanuman, imitating Hanuman, Prabhupada said, big monkey, big belly. Or the belly comes first. Big belly, big monkey. Ceylon jumping melancholy. So if you really want to be happy, then the loving propensity has to be satisfied. That's right. Loving means to please the beloved. Krishna. Krishna is the beloved, not some mundane pus and mucus person, but Krishna. Okay, sorry about that. So that's our goal in Gaudiya Vaishnavism, the Tattvavadis, generally their goal is, you know, do Varnashram nicely, you know, worship Krishna too, and go back to Godhead. Our goal is not to go back to Godhead. Of course, in the beginning, Prabhupada did encourage people to have that goal because they needed some, you know, carrot there. But if you please Krishna, you realize your spiritual identity. So wherever you are, you're going to be like absorbed in Krishna. That's the whole point. I just want to be absorbed in Krishna, absorbed in serving Prabhupada, and feeling the ecstasy of serving Krishna and chanting Krishna's names. When oh when will that day be mine? Kabi habe bolo se dinamar. Aparada guche hariname ruche. When all the offenses disappear and I have a taste for chanting Harinam. Okay. Now we're going to hear about the nine processes of devotional service. It's actually from the Bhagavad Gita. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Padasevanam, Arjuna Mandanam, Dasama, Vedam, Itipum, Sarapatak, Vishnu, Bhaktish, Chen, Navalakshana, Creator, Bhagavat, Yada, Tanma, Je, Di, Tamutamam. Prahlad Maharaj spoke this. Whoops. Let's go ahead. This process entails hearing, chanting, and remembering the holy name, form, pastimes, quality, word, offering service according to the time, place, and performer, worshiping the deity, offering prayers, always considering oneself the eternal servant of Krishna, making friends with him. It'd be nice to be Krishna's friend. Dedicating everything unto him. Krishna is your friend. These nine items of devotional service, when directly offered to Krishna, constitute the highest attainment of life. This is the verdict of the revealed scriptures. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu quoted these verses from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, 5th chapter, texts 23-24. These verses were spoken by the great Prahlad Maharaj. Shravanam kirtanam haite krishne haya prema se panchama purushartha rasima. When one comes to form of loving service to Lord Krishna. Loving means want to please Krishna. Not yourself by going back to Godhead. By executing these nine processes, beginning with hearing and chanting, he has attained the fifth limit of life's goals. Of course, the fifth platform is Panchma Purushartha, which means Prema. Okay, there's a question here. So it's selfish to think about going back to Godhead. How can I dovetail that thinking process? In the beginning, dovetail it. And if that's what gets you going, do it. Prabhupada encouraged it. Because you need to dovetail. Just like Prabhupada said in the beginning, whenever you do it, that's all. But after a while, it's sarvadharmam puricha, sha, mam mikam shatanam bracha, aham tvam sarva papebhyo. Moksha yashami masucha. Don't worry. Just give varieties of what you think is good. Mame kam shadadam. Just give yourself to Krishna. Braja, go ahead and do it. Hum twam sarvapapipyo. I'm going to free you from all your impediments. Moksha yashami. You'll get liberated. Don't worry about it. Masuchaha, don't worry. Everyone is after success in religion, economic development, sense gratification, and ultimately merging into the existence of Brahman. These are the general practices of the common man, but according to the strict principles of the Vedas, the highest attainment is to rise to the platform of Shravanam Kirtanam. Bhagavad 7.5.23, hearing and chanting about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is confirmed in Srimad Bhagavatam. Now, one thing you should understand, Shravanam and Kirtanam are the Saja and Sadhana. And if you don't remember what I was talking about yesterday about Saja and Sadhana, means the goal. Sadhana means the process. So the process and the goal are the same. Both are the same. Because what do you do when you're in the spiritual world or in the mature world as a pure devotee? You do Shravanam Kirtanam. That's right. You don't go hang gliding. That's not the goal. If I chant Hare Krishna enough in this lifetime, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare, I'll get all opulence. It'll be like Sudama Brahman. One day I'll come home, I'll find so many servants. I'll find a Tesla in my garage. I'll find so many nice things, a swimming pool, Tesla, you know, so many things. Just Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Krishna, I want, I want, I want. Want, 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 want. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Want, 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 want. So, thinking about going back to Godhead is not pure, but it may be necessary, just like Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Chatur Vidha Bhashanti Bham. Four types of people come to him, so it may give us that impetus, because right now, if you just think, well, I just want to love Krishna, it may not strike a chord in your heart, because your heart is dirty, sushio. Not sushi, suchi, but sushio. Sushio is for filthy. So, here's the Bhagavatam. Dharma protitakoita putra paramo nirmatsananam satam vedyam vastavyam matavastu shivadam tapa trayon mulhanam shima bhagavate mahamuni krite kim va parayarishvara sadyo ridyavarudyate tra kritibhi shushu shubhis tatkshanat. Completely rejecting all religious activities which are materially motivated, this Bhagavad Purana propounds the highest truth, which is understandable by those devotees who are pure in heart. The highest truth is reality distinguished from illusion for the welfare of all. In other words, bring other people to Krishna consciousness. That's your duty. Such truth uproots the threefold miseries. This beautiful Bhagavatam, compiled by the great sage Sri Vyasadeva, is sufficient in itself for God realization. What is the need of any other scripture? As soon as one attentively and submissively hears the message of Bhagavatam by this culture of knowledge, the Supreme Lord is established within his heart. This verse of Srimad Bhagavatam rejects his cheating processes, all religious activities that aim at achieving materialistic goals, including Dharma, just mundane religion. I'm a very religious person. I do all the rituals, all Jews and everything. Artha, I got rich by performing religious activities. Ooh. Kama, good old sense grad. I have so many sense gratificatory activities. And moksha, and even moksha, liberation. I'm getting out of the material world. According to Shridhar Swami, the material conception of success, moksha, liberation, is desired for by those in material existence. Devotees, however, not being situated, have no desire for liberation. Liberation without Krishna consciousness is hell. A devotee is like going to sleep. Just forget everything. A devotee is always liberated in all stages of life because he's always engaged in the nine items in all service, shravanam, kirtanam, etc. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's philosophy holds that devotional service to Krishna always exists in everyone's heart. Very important. It is simply to be awakened by the process of shravanam, kirtanam, vishnaho. Again, 7.5.23. Shravanadi shuddha chitte kare udaya. That's from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Majjhalila 22.107. When a person is engaged in devotional service, his eternal relationship with the Lord, the servant-master relationship, is awakened. It's there. Just got to wake it up. It's like sometimes in the temple we have devotees who sleep really late in the morning. And it's really hard to wake them up because they're pretending to be asleep. The prophet said it's harder to wake someone up who's pretending to be asleep than someone who's actually asleep. Wake up! Jeev Jago, Jeev Jago. Gorachanda bole kotanidra yao maya visa chira kole. Lord Chaitanya is calling, wake up, wake up, you rascal soul. Sleeping soul. How long have you been sleeping in the lap of illusion? I have the medicine for you. Harinam maha mantra. So get up. That's why we have our morning program. You get up early. It invigorates you throughout the rest of the day. Evam Vratasva Priya Nama Kritya. Kirtya. Chitrago Drutta Chitta Hujai. Hasatyato Raliti. Roti Gayati. Unmada Unmadatvan. Rityati Lokabhayaha. When a person is actually advanced and takes pleasure in chanting the holy name of the Lord, who is very dear to him, he is agitated and laughs at the holy name. He also laughs, cries, becomes agitated, and chants just like a madman, not caring for outsiders. This is a quotation from Srimad Bhagavatam in the 11th canto, 2nd chapter, text 40. Karma ninda, karma tyaga, sarva shastre kaye, karma haite prema bhakti, Krishna kabu ahe. Turn some air on in here. In every revealed scripture, there's a condemnation of fruitive activities. It is advised everywhere to give up engagement of fruitive activities and can attain the highest goal of life, love of God, and by executing them. In the Vedas, there are three khandhas or divisions: karma khanda, jnana khanda, upasana khanda. The karmakanda portion stresses the execution of fruitive activities. Fruitive activities, for those who don't know what it means, doesn't mean you want some pieces of fruit. It means you want the result of your activities. Work real hard, make a lot of money, buy a big house, that's fruitive activity. But ultimately, it is advised that one abandon both karmakanda and jnanakanda, speculative knowledge, because jnanakanda, speculative knowledge, is meant basically for attaining moksha. And accept only upasana khanda or bhakti khanda. One cannot attain love of Godhead by executing karma khanda or jnana khanda, but by dedicating one's karma or fruit of activity to the Lord, one may be relieved from the polluted mind and become free from mental pollution. And becoming free from mental pollution helps one, or helps elevate one, to the spiritual platform. Then, however, one needs the association of a pure devotee. For only by a pure devotee's association can one become a pure devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. When age of pure devotional service, the process of Shravanam Kirtanam is very essential. By executing the 9 items of devotional service beginning with Shravanam Kirtanam, one is completely purified. Anya bilashita shunyam jnanakana karma anavritam. That's from the Bhakti Rasa Samrita Sindhu 1.1.11. That's the nutshell verse. Only then one is able to execute Krishna's orders in the Bhagavad Gita in the 18th chapter, texts 65-66. So anya bilashita shunyam means that one must be completely devoid of desire for liberation and desire for fruit of activities or, you know, acquiring things in this world or enjoyment in this world. Man mana bhavamad bhakto madhyaji mam namaskuru mame vaishasi te pratijane priyosime sarva dharman parichaja mame kam shadanam raja aham tvam sarva papebhyo mokshishami ma sujaha. Gita 18.66. Always think of me, become my devotee, worship me, and offer your homage unto me. Thus you will come to me without fail. I promise you this because you are my very dear friend. Abandon all varieties of surrender to me. I shall deliver you from all sinful reactions. Do not fear. Don't worry. Just get into it. In this way, one develops his original constitutional position of rendering loving service to the Lord. One cannot be elevated to the highest platform of devotional service by karma khanda or jnana khanda. Pure devotional service can be understood and attained only through the association of pure. That's the only way. In this regard, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur states that there are 2 types of karmakanda activities, pious and impious. Pious activities are certainly better than impious activities. You know, what are pious activities? Means to open up hospitals and things like that. Impious activities means to eat meat. But even pious activities cannot bring about ecstatic love of Krishna. Pious and impious activities can bring about material happiness and distress, but there's no possibility one's becoming a pure devotee simply by acting piously or impiously. Because when you act piously, you get good karma. And when you act impiously, you get bad karma. And one doesn't negate the other. You got to suffer or enjoy both of them. Tough. It's not like a bank account where you get enough good karma and get rid of the bad karma. No. No way, Jose. Just like there was a king one time who had so much good karma. A little bit of bad karma. You know, gave away a cow without knowing twice to two different people. And so in the next life, he became a lizard. I know it's lizard. Bhakti devotional service means satisfying Krishna in every revealed scripture, whether stressing Jnana Kanda or Karma Kanda, the principle of renunciation always praised, the ripened fruit of Vedic knowledge, Srimad Bhagavatam, is the supreme Vedic evidence. In the Srimad Bhagavatam 1.5.12, it is said, another famous verse, Apyachuta Bhava Varjitam Nishubate Jnana Malam Niranjanam Kutapunasvadabhadramishvate Macharpidam Karma Yad Apyakaranam. Knowledge of self-realization, even though freed from all material affinity, does not look well if devoid of a conception of the infallible God, that's Krishna. What then is the use of fruitive activities which are naturally painful from the very beginning and transient, that means temporary, by nature, if they are not utilized for the devotional service of the Lord? This means that even knowledge, which is superior to fruitive activity, is not successful if it is devoid of devotional service. Therefore, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the beginning, middle, and end, karma kanda, jnana kanda are condemned. For example, in Srimad Bhagavatam 1.1.2, it says, Dharma projita kai devotra. Bhagavatam throws out all sorts of cheating religion. This is explained in the following verses taken from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto, 11th chapter, 32, and the Bhagavad Gita, 1866, which we just heard. Agyayayam gunantokshan mayadishtanapi svakan dharman santyajayat sarvan mamvajat sacha satamaha. Occupational duties are described in the religious scriptures. If one analyzes them, he can fully understand their qualities and faults and then give them up completely to render service unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. A person who does so is considered a first-class man or woman. And then again, Sarvadharmam Puritjaja, Amikam Sarvanam Braja, Ham Twam Sarvapapipyo Moksha Yashami, Masha Chaha. Abandon all varieties of religion, just surrender unto me. I shall deliver you from all sinful reactions. Do not fear. 1866, Gita. Tavat karmani kurvita nanirvidyeta yavata matkata shravanadauva shadayavana jayate. As long as one is not satiated by fruitivity and has not awakened his taste for devotional service by shravanam kirtanam vishno, that's from the Bhagavatam 7.5.23 again, one has to act according to the regulative principles of injunctions. That's a quotation from Srimad Bhagavatam 11.29. Pancha vidha muktitaga kari vakta gana holgu kari mukti deke narakera sama. Kinds of liberation, indeed, for them, liberation is very insignificant because they see it as hellish. Of course, the type that they actually see is hellish is sayuja, or merging to the existence of the Lord. The other types they will accept if Krishna wants it, like saloka, sarsti, samipya, asarupya, which we're going to hear about in the next verse. Salokya, sarsti, samipya, surupya, ikatvam, apyu. Dihamanam nagrinanti vinamat sevanam janaha. Pure devotees always reject the five kinds of liberation, which include living in the spiritual, Vaikuntha planets, possessing the same opulence as those possessed by the Supreme Lord, having the same bodily features as the Lord, just the Lord emerging into the body of the Lord. The pure devotees do not accept these benedictions without service of the Lord. In other words, everything's based on service. Because merging has no service. But the other types of liberation, if Krishna wants us to serve in that way, we accept. It's all seva, service. I'm a servant. That's your identity. You're not the master. Ishwaroham ahambogi siddhoham balabansuki. That's demoniac consciousness. Don't be a demon. Yo duschajan shiti sutas well janarda daran prarcham shriyam sudavai sadayavalokam naichanrapastaduchitam hatam adudvet sevanurakta manasam abhavopi poguhu. It is very difficult to give up material opulence. Land, children, society, friends, riches, wife, or the blessings of the goddess of fortune, which are desired even by great demigods. But Bharata did not desire such things, and this is quite befitting his position, because for a pure devotee whose mind is always engaged in the service of the Lord, even liberation or merging into the existence of the Lord is insignificant. And what to speak of material opportunities? This is a verse from the Srimad Bhagavatam. 5.14.44 concerning the glorification of King Bharat, whom Sukadeva Goswami was describing to King Parikshit. Let's see if we have time for another verse. This is actually, I think there's probably a... We'll just read the next verse. This is a verse which I often quote. Narayana Paraksarve Nakutashinu Bibhyati Swarga Parga Narakesh Papitu Yardadarshana. A person who is a devotee of Lord Narayana is not afraid of hellish condition, because he considers it the same as elevation of the heavenly planets or liberation. The devotees of Lord Narayana are accustomed to seeing all these things on the same level, because wherever they go, they're doing the same thing. They're engaged in loving exchanges with Krishna. That's really where we're trying to get to. Prabhus and Prabhis and Prabhinis. This is a verse from the Srimad Bhagavatam 6.17.28 regarding the personality of Chitraketu. Once when Chitraketu saw the goddess Parvati sitting on the lap of Lord Shambhu Shiva, he criticized Lord Shiva for being shameless and sitting just like an ordinary man with his wife on his lap. For this reason, Chitraketu was cursed by Parvati. Later, he became a demon named Vritrasura. It's a wonderful story in the Bhagavatam. Chitraketu was a very powerful king and a devotee, and he was could certainly retaliate even against Lord Shiva. But when Parvati cursed him, he immediately accepted the curse with a bowed head. When he agreed to accept this curse, Lord Shiva praised him and told Parvati that a devotee of Lord Narayana is never afraid of accepting any position, provided there's a chance to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is the purport of Narayana Paraksarve Nakutasjana Vibhuti. So that's 270. So we'll end here. And we will take some questionitos from you all. Let me unmute you. You can type your questions. You can raise your hands like little kids in the classroom. Or you can somehow or other make it known to me that you want to ask a question. Okay, now is the time to ask questions. Dun, dun, dun. Or is everyone so shocked by giving up the desire for liberation and desire for all these things? I see Mother Tulsi.
Okay, so
she has. What's the question, Mother Tulsi?
Said how,
I can't hear you. Louder, please.
You said how we've had so many millions of births.
Yeah.
So, and we've experienced so many things already. So,
yes.
But we don't really remember them. I mean, of course, we don't remember the bad things and the lessons we've learned, but so what
yes.
good is it? We don't remember experiencing all the...
Because you could learn lessons. You heard my explanation about this before. You could learn lessons without remembering how you learned a lesson. We are certainly walking. And we are certainly talking. And I don't remember how I learned to talk or how I learned to walk. Because lessons are learned on the subconscious level, the subtle body.
If I don't remember enjoying the Bahamas before, it's going to kill my desire to want to go there.
Then you are rascal. Then you are rascal number one. Anyways. But actually, even if we haven't done something before, if we hear from someone about it, if we hear submissively, that's enough. Like I can ask someone, what was it like bumping? And they'll explain. I said, okay, don't need to do it. I heard about it. I can hear about something and lose the desire because I am more intelligent. Intelligent people learn by hearing. Less intelligent people learn by doing. It looks like you're in hell. Now you turned off your camera. And really stupid people never learn. So I learn by hearing. If I hear something from Brahma or from Krishna, I just go, okay. Or if I hear about your experiences in this world, like if someone tells me about Hawaii, how surfing is wonderful, I'll just ask, what is surfing? And they say, you get on a board. I said, that's stupid. And then if someone asked me, actually, someone was with Prabhupada, and Prabhupada went by a golf course, and Prabhupada said, what is that? And the devotee said, it's golf, Prabhupada. And Prabhupada said, what is golf? And the devotee said, they take this club and they keep hitting the stick until it goes into a hole. And Prabhupada said, they're simply trying to forget Krishna, which is true. So, okay, here's one from Jai Radhika. Follow-up question. Should devotee think of going back to Godhead to spiritual master? So spirit didn't have to take birth to deliver all disciples. I know you nicely explained it already. Devotee should just think of serving Krishna. Anyway, if you stay in the material world, I just send someone else to get you back. I'll send Gopal to get you. So anyway, yeah, Gopal is my assistant, and I'll be sending him back to get you if anyone stays in the material world.
No, so, thank you.
So, Maharaj, it appears that the Varnashram system is not a feasible option for women because according to Shastra and Chandra, social norms, a woman is under father, mother, and husband, protected, no option for choosing the ashram. That is not true. Varnashram system means the women also have ashrams and varnas. Women can have all the varnas except for sannyas, and they can have all the ashrams, sorry, all the ashrams except for sannyas, and all the varnas. That's a very good option. Practically speaking, it's just the same as the men, except they're protected from rascal men. The whole point, one important point, which you mentioned last night in class, is the women have to be protected from these rascal men. Because these rascal men, they try to cheat women. They say certain things to the women, that your eyes are like moons, that, you know, as I jokingly say, your teeth are like stars. They come out at night. If you understand what I mean by that. It means you have dentures. Anyway, so the men could say things and cheat the women. So that's the only point is the women are protected from being exploited. That's all. But the women have different varnas. Whoever said the women don't have varnas? That's it. Ridiculous. There's some great women scholars. There's some great women kshatriyas. There's some great women business people. And there's some great women artists. Who the HELL ever said that women don't have varnas? Men have varnas, women have varnas. They're spirit souls. I mean, some of our best preachers in the movement are ladies. I have one of my god sisters, Narayani, has the whole Bhagavatam memorized. when I want to know something, when where a verse is, I just ask her. It's better than going to the database. And then she tells me exactly where that verse is. Or even if I give her a particular subject matter, she can explain that. She's an absolute genius. So who says that women don't... You know, this is just like a concoction that women don't have varnas. They're protected because of stupid men. That's all. The men are the gorillas, not the women. So, on that statement, Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, what is the way to continuously practice Shravanam Kirtanam? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, chant the holy names, Kirtaniya Sadari, Nadanam, Najanam, Sundarim, don't give up desires for things in this world, and then Trinada consider yourself more tolerant than the tree, humbler than a blade of grass, and ready to offer all respects to others. And in such a state of mind, you can practice Shravana Kirtan. One's true guna means your eternal guna. The material guna, that means the guna we have all in this body, is very easy to understand. What do you like to do? You good at? What do you like to do? What can help you focus your mind 24 hours a day? And that's what you should do. Just like I have some disciples who dance nicely. And they're able to dance 24 hours a day and instruct people to dance. If you ask me to become a dance instructor, you will end up with a person who is just like doing a primal scream, basically. So it's a question. It's really easy to understand. And, you know, if you ask me to explain shastras and do some philosophy, and especially to investigate science and technology, I love it. I love it. If you just send me to the university and learn about microbiology and science and how to cure people from COVID, whew, that would be my sense of gratification. So you understand what varna I'm at. You know, very easy to understand. Okay, I think Gopal had a question. I don't see him up there with his hand raised anymore. It was raised. You have a question, Gopal? Okay. What's that? I answered it.
The question.
I answered it. Yeah, he's the one I'm going to send disciples who don't make it in this lifetime. So we'll send him special delivery to get everybody. So get ready. So, oh, Kara, you have a question.
No, I do.
Oh, okay. Or Braja. Okay, Braja.
You said, like, for your example, all of that is your sense gratification.
What sense gratification?
Like,
got to speak loud. Let me just change my, maybe on my speaker. Let me put my speaker. Okay. Whoops. Try now. Let me see. Volume. Say something now. Anyway, I got some problems with my speaker. Just give me 1 second. Okay, try it again. Can't hear you. Speak closer to your microphone because I'm having some trouble with my speakers today.
Okay. Can you hear me better?
I hear you better. Great.
Okay, it might be us. You said that, like, studying and science is your, like, sense gratification, is how you put it.
Yeah.
Is it, like, when we, like, know the things in our varna that we're attracted to because of our nature, are those things that, like, we should try to avoid? I mean, that's not what you're saying, but I'm just, like...
No.
like you don't even like, because it's like we're trying to get rid of sense gratification, but
no, we're not trying to get rid of sense gratification. We're trying to please Krishna's senses. I never worry about you can't do a don't. Yeah. I worry about pleasing Krishna, and if I have this tendency or ability in science and mathematics and all this other stuff, people get rid of COVID by taking the vaccination, including your mother, then I'm going to use it in Krishna's service. Okay. Yeah, that's for me. Yes, it is. It's pleasing, but you're supposed to do things for Krishna that are also in line with what pleases you in this world.
Okay.
And that's not sense gratification, because you're doing it for Krishna. If I was going, let's say, if I was going to the university getting a PhD so I could become famous and discover, you know, whatever, that would be sense gratification. But if my studies, I dovetail my studies of microbiology and all these things to try to help the devotees. Does that make sense? Then it's no longer, I'm enjoying, but it's no longer sense gratification. It's Krishna's service.
Okay. Do the Varnas stay with us the entire time we're in this, like, body?
Usually, yeah. Yeah, usually stay.
As we get more advanced?
Usually stay with us as long as we're in this body. I mean, things could change a little bit, but generally we have a specific psychophysical nature. And as we get more advanced, our application of our varna becomes more purified. Just like, say, if I'm an artist, which I'm not, I'm a really bad artist. Then when I'm not so advanced, I'll paint pictures of, what, waterfalls and movie stars and everything like that. And when I get more advanced, then all my paintings will be Krishna paintings.
Okay.
How about that? Well, if I'm a dancer, then in the beginning I'll dance some mundane songs, mundane dances. And then after a while I won't them any long, and then I'll simply want to dance for Krishna. So it becomes purified.
Okay.
All right? Okay, good questions. So, time to end class. We'll see everybody tomorrow, same time, same station. I just want to give you a little idea of what it means to change your body. Hold on a second. This is a little... to show you how temporary this bodily nature is. It's going to take 1 second. You know, in this life, I have a sannyasi body. Hold on a second. And then, life, you know, changes from one lifetime to another. Give me 1 second. Like, this could be my next life. You change bodies from one lifetime to another. So one has to really be careful what they're thinking about at the time of death. And then, you know, it could even be something different in next life. It could be something, you know, really bad. Like this. You don't want to be one of these characters your next life, or be a cat in your next life, or anything like that. So, but now Krishna has this specific body. Hold on a second. Oh my God, I can't change bodies. Oh, there we go. Back to my normal body. So Krishna's allowed us to be in this particular body. And we should make the best use of it now that we have a human body. So, anyway, let's go back to normal life. Okay. All right, we'll see everybody same time, same station tomorrow night. All glories to His divine grace, Prabhupada, Prabhupada.